It's Cocktober, and I hope you had an exhilarating and awakening experience with Miss Harper. You're looking a little spent, I say to you while smiling. I sort of like that in a man. I continue to speak, and you continue to stare at my beautiful breasts in a tight little black dress. Now, it's time to take my hand and enjoy yourself on an innocent merry-go-round. I point to the sea of musical animals all lined up in a circle of light and beauty. You almost forget yourself staring at the ride when you remember I was still speaking to you. After all the excitement you've experienced today, don't you think you deserve something that is completely innocent? I smile when I speak, and I look so radiant and innocent myself. Merry-go-rounds are so nice and relaxing, you think, as I open the metal gate to the ride. You turn to watch me twirl my apt fingers around the key and lock the gate behind you. It makes a loud noise, which makes you jump. It's a private ride, I purr softly under my breath. I only want my one client here with me. I run my fingers softly over your fragile neck, and you feel your cock stiffen. It is then that you notice behind my eyes there's a slight reddish glow. I grin happily that you have noticed my sadistic, demonic nature. It's not every day that you meet a demon mistress like myself. You walk to the merry-go-round as if in a trance. You feel your legs walking to a ride, even though your mind is starting to shake a bit in fear. Sometimes, something about the merry-go-round is not what it seems. It's almost as if you're in another dimension. You're in another world apart from the one that you know and love. You're in a world of my choosing, and one in which is full of mystery. You jump as you notice suddenly there are men in the other seats. The scary thing is not so much the passengers are now in the seats that were not before. The terrifying thing is that they are all naked, muscle-clad men that look like they belong in expensive magazines. Then a merry-go-round. You feel suddenly very insecure about your place on this ride when you hear the music begin to play. As the music plays, you begin to feel more complacent. You don't know why you're seeing naked men. You don't know why seeing these naked men seems normal and very reasonable. You feel yourself moving up and down on the seat. The longer you ride, the better the music sounds. You don't know why. You're enjoying the music so much, but you start to laugh with joyful delight. You just know that you love the music playing. It makes you feel young and full of life and energy. You love the way the ride goes up and down. It's better than sex, you think to yourself. It's damn near orgasmic. You feel your cock tremble with happiness as some pre-cum drips out. You begin looking at the men riding with you as works of art. They're exquisite. They're beautiful. They're utterly scrumptious. You're suddenly ravenous for protein. How did you become so hungry? You feel yourself shaking, and yet the ride does not stop. You find yourself staring at these hard cocks. You begin to feel obsessed, and yet you don't want to stop. It becomes clear you need protein. You're so hungry. Where do you get protein? You must suck their cocks. You must suck all the cocks on the merry-go-round. Sucking the cocks on the merry-go-round is completely acceptable. Wait for the ride to stop and then go eat all the cum you want. Every man loves a good blowjob. No one will deny you. You will be completely full afterwards and so, so happy. You just need to suck and love and worship their cocks. The ride stops. But you did not until the last man there squirts into your mouth. You were correct in your assessment of the beautiful men on the ride. You don't know how they got there. They were all very agreeable to you, sucking their cocks. It was almost as if you were destined to do this all along. You clear that thought out of your head. You are full, but when you see my smiling face, you realize how you still want to please me. My eyes are now glowing red. You walk towards me, and I pull you in to kiss your lips. My blood-red lips stain your mouth. You now do not feel so full. You want more at this point. You want more mistresses. And you need to feel... Your needs feel almost insatiable. I pull out the antique black key and unlock the gate. I open the gate and point to Miss Vivian. Sweetheart, you will obey all the mistresses here, and each one will pull you deeper into our web. Enjoy. I smile and wave to Mistress Vivian from afar. I watch you as she walks closer and closer to you. Soon, you will be hers completely. Don't be scared. It's only a carnival, I whisper in your ear. This is Mistress Simone, and this is a little story that I put on my blog, kinkyphonemistress.com. You can call me or my sister and mistresses at 1-800-601-7259. Love you, boys. Happy Halloween!